Senate Ag will come to order. Roll call, please.
Chairman Hovind.
Here.
Vice Chair Lang.
Here.
Vice Chair Smith.
Excused.
Senator Bogner.
Oh, there he is.
Senator Smith is here.
Okay. All right. Senator Ellis.
Yes, here.
Senator Gillespie.
Sorry.
Senator McDonald.
She's in the doorway.
Senator Olszewski.
I'm here.
Senator Osmundson.
Excused.
Senator Solomon.
Here.
Senator Weber. Thank you.
Members of the committee, we have just a Senate resolution here, and then we the letter that was drafted that Mr. Moore drafted that we wanted to review. So,
Mr. Chairman, I move due pass on SR 58. Mr. Chairman.
Pardon?
Oh, yeah, right, right. I was ready to go home. Committee, I open the hearing on SR 58. Senator Hovind.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, for the record, Brian Hovind, it's H-O-V-E-N, represents Senate District 13, which is the north side of Great Falls, south of the river. Bring to you SR 58, which is a governor's appointments to the Livestock Loss Board. Carly Johnson from Shoto and Patricia Quisno from Harlem. Both of these people appear to be eminently qualified. So I will sit down and...
Are there proponents? Opponents, informational witnesses.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Carly Johnson, K-A-R-L-I-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. I'm here today to answer any questions that you might have in regards to my appointment to the Board of Livestock Loss. I appreciate your time and your consideration. Thank you.
Other informational witnesses? Seeing none, questions from the committee? Senator Gillespie?
Yeah, Mr. Chair. Maybe for Ms. Johnson?
Turn your mic on, please.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Chair. Yeah, Carly Johnson, please.
Mr. Chair, Senator Gillespie?
Yeah, I guess since this is the Livestock Loss Board, and so we're thinking of primarily just grizzly bears, mountain lions, and wolves, correct? And I would assume you've probably had some experience in that arena.
Yes, I'm a sixth-generation rancher from Shoto, and my husband and I moved back to the place that I grew up on, which is just west of Shoto on the Teton. My parents experienced predation losses as I was growing up with sheep and dealt with the Livestock Loss Board at that time. And then we saw grizzly bear tracks just the day before yesterday, and I recognize the importance that the Board of Livestock Loss fills in that as a beginning producer. Our budgets are quite tight, and the Board of Livestock Loss fills that gap between the conflicts that do arise between predators. And then also, as a sixth-generation rancher, I recognize that wildlife, like grizzly bears, are our first neighbors. And I know that good fences make good neighbors, and the Livestock Loss Board does work to help ranchers like me build good fences and protect our livestock from predation and do some preventative work as well. I really believe in what the Livestock Loss Board does for producers like me. And I know I don't have to tell this room how important public service is, but I do truly believe that if you're served well by an organization, then it's your responsibility to serve that organization. And that's what I hope to have the opportunity to do. Thank you.
Further questions from the committee? Seeing none, Senator Hovind, you'd like to close on your resolution?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and I certainly want to thank Ms. Johnson for coming here today and making herself testifying and making herself available for questioning. Again, she appears to be ultimately qualified, as does Ms. Quisno. So with that, I recommend a do pass.
This closes the hearing on SR 58.
Okay, committee, we will do executive action at this point on SR 58. Senator Lang.
Mr. Chairman, I move a due pass on SR 58. Mr. Chairman.
You've heard the motion. Is there any discussion?
Just one point, Mr. Chairman. Patricia, or Patty Quisno, I know her. She'll do well on her. She's been around ag and livestock all of her life. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Lang. Senator
Mr. Gillespie. Chair, answered my question.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Question.
Question's been called. Voice vote, please. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Committee, we had talked at our last meeting, and there was a thing about that came up on the floor today that Senator Gillespie had, the resolution. And Senator Moore has, Mr. Moore has drafted a letter here that we talked about and asked him to do, and I have read it, and I guess you guys have the opportunity to right now. If there's any comments, I guess I'd like to hear them. Senator Solomon.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I guess I would entertain a motion that we adopt this letter and mail it. So moved. So moved. Any discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it reflects the conversation that we had and the hearing that we had and the concerns that were expressed, and I'm comfortable with it.
Well, we'll take a voice vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Senator Moore. Mr. Moore, will you see that this happens?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mr. Chair, and you'll see there are a number of people who are CC'd, your congressional delegation, and the head of the Food Safety Inspection Service field office.
Thank you, Mr. Moore, and again, committee, I think this will probably be our last meeting, and I certainly want to thank you for everything that you've done. It's been a pleasure to work with. Thank you. We are adjourned.
Thanks. Sign in this. Now look better. Thanks. All right. Thank you.